Hey, it's the Theo Edwards Show, and guess what? It's ladies' night. Let's get the show started. Is this Miss Simone?
Hello.
Hey now, say now, what's going on?
Always.
I needed to, after my last, my last podcast episode, I thought it was best to get a woman on here so I can get their point of view on a couple of things that's going on in this world.
Yes, I think our point of view is very much needed. I feel like some of y'all forget that.
Well, let me go and get the introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Theo Edwards podcast, the show, the best of the best. And today we have a wonderful lady, Miss Simone, to give some great insight on what's going on in this world between the men and the women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Miss Simone, I'm gonna start off with this. I've been freshly put into the dating world. You know what I mean? And based on experience so far, this shit is some bull. Okay, excuse my French. I'm sorry. This shenanigans going on. Okay.
Yes, there's piss all in the dating pool.
So I need your point of view as a woman. What is your views on the dating scene as of today?
Well, like I stated, I think the dating pool does have a lot of piss in it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in the dating scene right now are more looking for a facade to show social media and to flex on, other people, which is not really important. I don't know, for me and my experience, I don't feel like anything is very genuine anymore. If it's not about sex or it doesn't start off sexually, I feel like a lot of people are just they're not really wanting to get to know you, really. If it's not about sex, it's kind of like, okay, on to the next. And I don't feel like a lot of people are looking to settle down these days and just be in it for the long haul. I don't really understand why that is, but I feel like social media has to do with a lot of it. But okay. Yeah, I just don't feel like it's very genuine these days. There's nothing genuine about the dating world to me. And if it is, it's hard to find those kind of people,
So, excuse my French. I'm gonna just say it point blank. Do you feel as if certain men out there are looking for basically just a fuck buddy?
Yes.
Instead of a girlfriend.
Exactly. They want kind of all the perks of having a girlfriend, but not wanting to really commit or, make it official, because they want that. I feel like they also want that from so many different women. And I can't even just say it's just men. I think a lot of people have that outlook. They want the perks of a relationship, but don't want to say exactly what it is for, maybe because of them having multiple people that they want that with, or as the saying goes, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want that from multiple people, and I just don't, nothing's genuine about it anymore. It's just not.
So from my experience, okay, now I feel that I'll call myself a 90-10 percenter, and what I mean by that is 90% of me is great. I'm awesome. Right. 10% of me, I can be sometimes an asshole, depending on the day, I sometimes have my days, but I know, when to somewhat draw that line of making sure that I treat my woman like a queen. Right. What I've ran into recently is it's hard to treat a woman right because they treat me so wrong. And let me explain. There has been times when, because I'm the type of person that I love to talk. Right. Mm-hmm. If I meet a shawty and we exchange numbers, I want to get on the phone. I ain't got time to be, texting, because when I do text, you don't reply. You know what I mean? Like, it takes you about a day. You know what I mean? I can say good morning. So next time you text me good morning, it's afternoon. You know what I mean? And I get that people are busy, right? I'm a very busy individual, right? But I know when to set time up for an individual that I am interested in, okay?
Right.
I see that there are certain women out there that don't reciprocate what I do, okay? And yet I see them on Instagram talking about, these niggas ain't shit. I'd be like, well, you might look in the mirror because you ain't shit either. I'm just letting it be known, you know? So I do have a question. So quick thing. When a guy texts you, right? What makes you respond in a fast manner, and what makes you respond when you feel like responding?
Ooh, the ladies might hate me for this one, but it's not a whole lot to that. It's very black and white. If she responds quickly, it's obviously because she's just as interested as you are. Mm-hmm. We live in, you know, it's 2023. Everybody is on their phone. Everybody's always looking at their phone. So it's not that they don't see your text message. Mm-hmm. It's more so, I feel like usually girls like that, well, not even girls like that, because I've been in that position as well.
So what made you not want to respond back?
It's not just you texting that person. It's multiple people texting that person. And so she has the option of who she wants to respond to at that time, who's, giving her that kind of like, ooh, I want to talk to this person, or, you know, who's not. And usually the person who gets the response a day later or what have you is kind of the person she says, oh, well, you know, I'll respond to them later. Let me respond to these two dudes or this one dude now. So it's not even that they're too busy, because realistically nobody is too busy. Sending a text is happening, you know, 2 seconds. And usually when you're very interested in someone, you're waiting for that text to come through, you know? So again, it's not that we don't see the text or that we didn't have time to get to it. We just didn't respond at the time being. Because more than likely we have multiple people texting us, or it's just the fact like, bro, I don't want to talk to you right now. I'll get at you when I feel like it.
Ooh.
And it's not right. Ooh. Selfish, kind of, but you know, I feel like women tend to have a lot more experience with having options than men. That makes sense.
Oh, I know. Oh, it definitely makes sense. Okay. I'll be seeing y'all DMs. You know what I mean? So this is I got a next question on this topic. So what about the guy that you respond back fast enough makes you respond fast? Like, what about him gives you like, oh my God, let me go and respond to him?
Depends on the woman, to be honest, but I feel like
talk about
a
you.
Lot
what,
of
what
us
you do?
Again.
Why you
doing? I've gotten out of this habit just recently, but a lot of times I will have, you know, really nice guys messaging me and being very sweet, and then they'll be, you know, kind of the bad boys, if you will, like, you know, the ones.
So how do they approach you? Do they be like, look at that ass? Or do they be like, what's happening? You know what I mean?
No, usually it's the same approach. They start off very sweet, you know, make you blush kind of thing. And then it kind of goes straight into like, you know, the typical, when I'm see you, we gotta go out, let's go here, let me take you there.
The aggressor, right?
Yeah. See, in my opinion, I really like an individual that is going to, I call it applying pressure. I guess the overly nice guy is what I've ran from, and I don't know why. I just feel like they're not eager enough to, you know, try to get to me. But a lot of times the ones who are that eager, you know, they end up showing their their true colors, and it's not always good. Eventually, you end up heartbroken and, you know, literally picking up your heart off the floor. So it's definitely a learning experience. I think that all women especially go through. Some of us learn later in life. Mm-hmm. But usually that one that is applying pressure is the one that I go for, I guess, that I'll go for first.
Okay. So if a dude say, "Hey, Sugarfoot, you know, you're looking pretty over there," you may give like a little, you know, little smiley face. But if he just constantly keep doing that and don't say, "Look, this is what I want to do. I want to take you here at this time frame. We're going to do it up. We're going to have fun." You prefer that right. versus the person that just keeps waiting for you to say, "Hey, so what's going on?"
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because for me, I'm the type of girl, like, I'm going to be very shy off, you know, first few, you know, interactions. And then when I get comfortable, that's when, you know, like, I come out of my shell, out of my bubble. But, like, I tell people all the time, if you're waiting for me to make the first move, you might as well just move on because I'm not going to. I'm not going to. So I look for the person who does that first, I guess.
And you know what, based on what I've seen, because I, you know, I be in the YouTube streets, you know what I mean? I be watching videos, a lot of, what they call the red pill environment. Lately, they have been, because a lot of these men, sometimes, you know, I pick and choose what to take, because to me, I'm a lover boy to the day I die, right? A lot of these dudes will take from like Andrew Tate, you know, but they'll go above and beyond, listen to every single thing you say, like he a pastor, right? Or I'm trying to think of somebody else, maybe Anton Daniels, Kevin Sam, even though, you know, shout out to the guy for the recipes, baby. They'll take everything, but sometimes I feel like it's best to just pull certain things to be like, "Oh, I didn't think about that," but not every goddamn thing, right? He ain't my daddy, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
They've been pushing, let the woman come to you, right? Me, I'm a I like pressing. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't playing no sports, but I like to press, okay? Shout out to football. So, do you think that a lot of guys have switched the role of wanting you to approach them versus them coming at you?
Let's talk about that one. Absolutely. Yes, I do. I don't know what the issue is, what the new thing is, but I really feel like, you know, okay, when we look at, like, you know, the old school way of, you know, dating, a guy was always the one to approach the woman, you know, to make the first move. And I feel like, I mean, I respect the girls who, you know, will kind of pull up their pants and be like, you know, "This is what I want, so I'm gonna approach you, like, because I want you." Fine. But I feel like the process of the way that it was then is completely lost. Like, men kind of want what women want, I guess, in a way. Like, and I'm not saying that you guys cannot have all that, but there's just a way to go about it in a way that it should be done. Like, I hate hearing, you know, men on the internet, like, "Well, you know, she needs to show me what she brings to the table," or, you know, "I want my flowers." And bro, like, if you really looked at as the man, as like, there's things and shoes that you step into to become that, because I'm not gonna look at you as a king if, you know, you asking me, "Well, 50-50, what do you bring to the table?" Bro, a womb. Like, I can make you a family. Whatever you give me, I will turn into more. You give me, you know, you give me a kitchen, I will make you dinner. You give me a house, I'm gonna turn into a home. You give me your seed, I'm gonna give you a child. Like, so it's, to me, I think that's so, like, it's just so whack. Like, you guys have to understand, like, there's certain things and certain roles that you need to step into in order to be viewed as a king. You know, you don't just get that just from, like, "Well, here I am, what do you have to offer?" Like, bro, everything that you have to offer, I can get it myself, especially nowadays. You know, this is, like, the era of the boss woman. So...
Stay right there. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. So I understand the wants of a man to, you know, be traditional. Is it safe to say that not all, but some, close to most, of women are no longer traditional as they once were.
Oh, very much true. I think that's around the board. We've lost the traditional part of the way a man and a woman should coexist.
Okay.
That's totally been lost, absolutely. Oh, but okay. In my standpoint, you know, mm-hmm. it still stands. If you want to be viewed as a king, and this goes for, you know, women too, if you want to be viewed as a king, you know, I mean, as a queen, you know, there's just certain roles you step into in order to get that title. It's not just about what you can bring to the table for me. Like, mm-hmm. again, we could both go back and forth of what we bring to the table, but like, there's just certain things that I feel like is a man's role to do, as I feel like there's certain things it's a woman's role to do. I don't know if that makes sense, but
that makes a lot of sense. So with that, okay. Oh, before I get to the next segment, okay, because I got a story to tell before I get to that segment. But hold on, right here. So, do you think it's okay for a man if say you're going out, right? You got to go out with your girls, right? Mm-hmm. Staying with your guy, you know, y'all stay together, everything, got the house, doing everything the right way. You wear a certain outfit. If he says, excuse me, what you doing with all that? You got everything all out. You know what I mean? And he said, hey, baby, I need you to go change that and put some clothes to cover up a little something. What's your response?
You know what? I've heard different responses on that. And to be very frank, the type of woman that I am, if my man is uncomfortable with something that I'm wearing, rather than it's not even about it, oh, this is my body, I should be able to do what I want. Mm-hmm. If my man feels like it's disrespectful to him and to our relationship, what I'm wearing, mm-hmm. of course, by all means, I'm going to go change. Y'all got to give me a second. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go change. And this, like, I've always been the type of woman, like, I love my man to pick out my nails, my nail color. What color do you want your toes? What outfit do you want me to wear? Like, I've always been that type of woman, but that's just because, like, when I do all that, it's for my man, not necessarily for me. Of course, you know, I want to look good and I want to be cute or whatever. But when I'm in a relationship, I take into consideration everything that my man likes, that he wants to see me in. So, like, if I'm wearing something that he doesn't like, which 9 times out of 10 is not going to happen because you're going to sit there with me and help me pick out what I'm going to wear. But if he doesn't like what I'm wearing, then more than likely, you know, I'm going to go ahead and change.
Okay. Now, I'm big on nails. Now, do you do gel or do you do powder? Which one you be getting?
Lately, I've been doing gel. That's like my go-to. Okay. I've done some powder, but, you know. Yeah,
that was
my go-to.
See, I know some things now. Okay, hello. Side note. Now, when it comes to nails, if I see a shawty and she need a feel, I'm going to say something. And right when she has anything to say, I already got the money ready for her to get her nails done. That's just me. That's how
it should be, because I don't feel like you should not be commenting on a woman's nails if you don't have the money to go ahead and get them done for her, period. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna assume that you're gonna pay for my groceries and my car wash, because why are you talking to me right now?
If I'm buying groceries, you better cook something.
Obviously.
Okay, I'm just saying.
If you're gonna hit on somebody in those settings, then be prepared, you know, to pay.
Hey, now, say now, if you like what you're listening to, make sure you share this podcast episode with a friend, a hater, a loved one, anybody. It's Theo Edwards. Let's get back to it. It was about 10th grade, okay? And I was dating a shawty in high school. Shout out to LAAA. What's up, my people? And everything was smooth. I did everything the right thing. I did everything the right way. You know what I mean? Open the doors. No, any woman that's around me, you don't touch no door. When you're in a car with me, you better sit right there. I'm going to come around. I'm going to open the door. Okay? I treat my women like queens. I expect the same vice versa for you treat me like a king. Right? I write, you know, poems. I was good. I was big on poetry. You know what I'm saying? I can still do poetry right now. I just haven't done it in a while, right? And I also, when we go out, anytime we go out, I'm paying. If we in a relationship, I'm paying. Don't worry about it. Ain't no 50-50. No. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mind you saying, baby, I got this today. Oh, for sure. Good looking. Because I always make sure I budget enough to ensure that we can do, you know, extracurricular activity. Because, you know, sometimes y'all be getting bored. You know, y'all want to have, you know, a little adventure here and there, right? So, we was talking for about almost a year, right? And one day, she tells me, you know, EJ, I said, yes, Sugarfoot. She says, you know, I think it's best that we, you know, end this because you're too nice. I said, what'd you say? She met the family, everything, right? And I'm even taking up her because some of the family didn't fuck with her. You know, excuse my language. They didn't mess with her, right? So when she said I was too nice, I took that. I was hurt. You know, I love that girl, right? I was hurt. But from that point on, I made it my duty to become the biggest asshole in the game, okay? I was telling my homies, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shawty over there wearing a girdle. Y'all don't even know it. Y'all think that was an undershirt? You thought that was a t-shirt? No, nigga, that's a girdle. I was going hard. I was going ham, right? But even when I met the right one, I treated her like a queen still, even though in the back of my mind, I'm like, don't be too nice. Still open the door. But don't give everything, you know, because sometimes I catch myself giving all of me to a shawty, right? Yes, above and beyond, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have to restrict certain things, such as, I'll tell you one thing. So one shawty, I love money. I can't help it. I love making money. So,
man,
you know what I mean? So for a Christmas gift, I made sure to buy a suitcase, right? With the suitcase, I made it to where her birthday was the code, okay? And basically, I gave her $1,000 in cash for Christmas.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Do whatever you want. Bless you.
Do whatever you want. She said, bless. Do whatever you want. Bless you know what I mean? But before then, had an attitude talking shit that's going. I said, do you know who you're talking to? Motherfucker, I don't think you know who you're talking to. So at one point, I was like, I want to just take this gift away and don't give her nothing. I still gave it to her. But from that point on, I was like, I'm cool off you. You still had the money because, I made sure and budget-wise, I had enough to just do, you know, still was able to take her moms, everybody else. You know what I mean? But in regards of being the nice guy, do nice guys always finish last?
Oh, sadly, yes, they do. And this kind of ties into what I was saying earlier about, you know, the girls kind of wanting to, or responding to the bad boys, quote unquote, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because for me, okay, I'll just go based off my own experience. At the time, the one that is no good for you, which is the bad guy, they just seem more enticing. They seem more exciting. And it's you almost get that like rush of like, ooh, you know, almost like, you know, that same rush. I've never experienced this because I've never had this problem. But like when you're with somebody, you know, you should not be with.
Oh, come on
you
now.
You know, y'all shouldn't be doing nothing.
Come on now.
You get that it's hard to disconnect because there's a rush there. And like almost like when you're on a roller coaster, it's just like, ooh. You know,
the butterflies. And
I think for me, that's what I've always gotten with the bad boys. Yet when they screw up and, you know, ruin things and ruin my heart and my friggin' emotions, the good guys are usually always there to pick up the pieces. And because they're such good guys, you know, they do it willingly. They do it with an open heart, and they're just so understanding. And eventually, of course, we come to our senses like, wow, this is who I should have been with the whole time. But I think, just to answer your question, absolutely, nice guys always finish last, and it's sad. But usually, I feel like now, which is probably the reason why a lot of the dating pool has piss in it, a lot of the nice guys are wonderfully married and got beautiful families, great career, you know, beautiful home, because they, you know, somebody found them and was like, yeah, this is the nice guy that I want to invest my time in. And a lot of them are taken now because somebody found them while we were sitting there trying to go after the guy who was no good for us. So in a sense, yes, they do finish last, but I think a lot of them are snagged up and happy now. So they finish last, but they don't really.
let me make this statement real quick. I'm not going to say that all the nice guys are gone, ladies. Okay. I think that the situation at hand is some of you, I ain't talking about you, Miss Simone. Some of you shawties who we've tried to come at and you tried to finesse us. Please understand, finesse can't finesse a finesse. You know what I'm talking about? So right. As we go through that little pain of you not responding to a text message on, you know, in a timely manner, or we take you out to eat, and the next time frame we want to go out, you don't want to go out no more. You just ghost us. You got you a free meal, right? We begin to gain more knowledge and move accordingly. So right. I'm going to add this. Ladies, we are still out here because some of us are now back in the pool. But please understand, we don't put all of our eggs in the basket. Not saying we're going to date multiple women. It's just the fact that we're the same way that you're over here watching our movement, we doing the same thing to where we don't just give everything at one time. But
and I respect it.
Please understand this. Please understand this, ladies. Let me tell you something about me. Okay, let me tell you something about me. I feel that I'm a good guy. I really feel that, right? I'm the type of good guy to where, number one, you will no longer need a masseuse. These hands are blessed, okay? I'll get a whole massage table. I'll go all out. Right, get a massage table, get the oil, all that, right? For my lady. When you get home from work, you ain't gotta worry about going to masseuse and massaging feet and popping toes because that's what I do. You see what I'm saying? If you get off work later than me, trust and believe, because I know how to cook, shout out to my grandma, you know what I'm saying, in the Food Network channel. I know how to make a great meal. You see what I'm saying? Your food will be cooked before you get there. I understand people say, oh, my wife, my woman needs to. No, if you know how to cook, my nigga, you ain't gotta wait for a woman to make you no meal. You see what I'm saying? Now, if she there before you get there, I would, you know, expect for reciprocation. Thirdly, when it comes to going above and beyond just on random days, I can bring Hawaii to you. What do I mean by that? Well, if we have a balcony, what you will walk into is, number one, when you open that door, it's going to be a trail of candles, okay? That's going to go two ways. One, to a bubble bath, okay? The second one, when you finish your bubble bath with your wine, whatever wine you like, whether it's Blanc, you know what I'm saying, Prosecco, you know what I'm saying, etc. You will then come outside where it'll be some tiki torches. I'll make sure I go get some sand from Home Depot and a tarp, put down the sand, put a table right there, have all the type of foods you need. We'll be on Hawaii, you know what I'm saying, have some flowers and that thing and everything, okay? Or you walk yourself into an area to where there's a feast, okay? And yet there's going to be also a place where you can soak your feet. I'm going to make sure your feet is done. You know what I'm saying? Scrub the little callus, because sometimes y'all, you know, we getting callus at the bottom of our feet. Make sure it's done. You see what I'm saying? Add some oil in them things. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you are comfortable and calm. I rub your temple, all that. You know what I'm saying? Go above and beyond for my ladies. You see what I mean? But we're still out here. It's just we don't know what's out here in regards of a good woman. Okay, because it's saturated. It's like the day before. Text to shawty, good morning. This motherfucker didn't respond at all. I even say how's your day? No response. I said, okay, guess what? Delete. Goodbye. You know what I mean? You could have got edible arrangements sent randomly to your job, because I know when y'all at your job, you got haters there. So that's making them hate me even more. I'm gonna send you some flowers. I don't even show up in my suit from work so that I can show you I'm that new. Okay, but needless to say, we out here. Okay, we out here is just that y'all don't want us. You know what I mean? I go above and beyond for my end. Hey, I can protect you too. That I got something. If somebody wants to bullshit, I got something now. All right. Okay. Now, hey, now say now. With that being said, when does a woman know that she likes a brother?
Well, I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Because usually, when you like someone, you think about them all day. You want to make sure that their day is going okay. Did you eat? Do you want me to send you something? Mm. What are you doing later? Do you want to hang out? It's very, like, you know, again, very black and white. I don't know if there's some girls who try to lie to themselves, but most of the time, we know. And we know when we're, like, looking at our phone, like, waiting for the text message, and we haven't got it yet. We're like, why hasn't he called me yet? Or why hasn't he texted me yet?
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's, I feel like that's just how you know. You know, like, you think about them constantly, and you think about their well-being.
I wish we knew that, because it seems as if we have to go through so many loops to even get that type of recognition. You see what I'm saying? Because, say, for instance, you know, hey, you know, Sugarfoot, I want to take you out, right? We go out, we start having conversations, right? But most of the time, I'm not saying you, all right? You know, the beautiful ladies out there that are wife material, I ain't seeing y'all. I just don't know y'all, because the ones I ran into, they you know what I mean? I got a title for them, but I ain't going to say, because it's ladies' night. It's ladies' night. Be respectful. Some of them be full of crap. I mean, straight up bullshit. You know what I mean? They want that free meal, though. They want that free meal, and they have so many high expectations, and it's the first date.
Well, see, that's where I feel like it gets very, like, you have certain people, and that's not just men, that's women, too. Because I have met and come across a lot of women, especially now, who, you know, love that. Oh, I'm gonna go get a free meal, but after this date, you know, I'm not gonna talk to him ever again, or
damn, I'm not going out with him ever again.
I mean, yeah, because we can be honest with each other, but I feel like that's also like a broke woman's mentality. Because to be very honest with you, I can get myself a meal, and I'd rather do that in the comfort of my home, where I can be in my sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. and then, you know, as far as, you know, expecting so much on a first date, I feel like that's just, at that point, you need to, because I understand putting, you know, some effort into making the first date special, giving them a flower, you know, just make them smile. But as far as them spending, like, $300 to $500 on the first date, that's going to make me look at you a little funny, because it's like, okay, either you're just balling like that and money's not an issue for you, or like, what are you trying to prove? Because where I'm at in my life, you know, I'm trying to secure a few assets, not just for me, but for my future children, for my future husband. I don't want you dropping that much money on a first date, because, bro, how are your savings? Are you looking to buy any real estate? Are you, like, what is your goal? I don't feel like you dropping $100 on a first date is going to, that doesn't woo me. This makes me look at you a little crazy. Like, you don't, not in a sense, like, it's just so cliche to me, because
no,
I feel like that's,
I don't, I don't need to respect when I say what I'm saying, because out of goddamn, why they don't think like you? But keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm just amazed right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like, why would you do that for someone that you don't even know? You're just meeting them and sitting down with them for the first time. You don't even know if you guys are gonna vibe. All you know is that they look good and you wanna get to know them on whatever level. It may just be on an intimate level, or, you know, it's just like, that's just funny to me. Spend $100 or $200 or $300 when, like, we're locked in for a few months and you're surprising me or something. Do that. That makes more sense. But on a first date, man, humble yourself, because to be very honest, you're really nobody to that man. Neither, same way he's nobody to you, in a sense. You guys are just getting to know each other. So why do you feel like you should, anybody should spend that much money on you, especially in this day and age. Like, things are hard and people are doing their best to stay afloat. Take me to a park and let's paint, or let's go, you know, let's do something fun. Amusement parks are fun. Hikes are fun. The beach is fun. I don't need to go to a five-star restaurant and do all that. I've been there, done that. I can take myself to a five-star restaurant and be perfectly fine. That is not a, that's not a flex. That's just cliche. That's for the internet. I don't need that. No.
Where have you been, woman? Okay, I'm gonna shut up. This interview, I'm gonna shut up. All right. So based on what you just expressed just now, okay? Because me, I have been in situations. Well, no, because I've had first dates of like DJs. You know what I mean? Go to Yogaland after that. You know what I'm talking about? I've also had like first dates where we do like painting. You know what I mean? So, Is it safe to say your ideal first date, even though you didn't gave these jive turkeys and these suckers the blueprint? You know what I mean? From your Instagram post, I'll get to that later. But is it safe to say that you prefer like an adventure? You know what I mean? You're not looking to go upscale in the beginning, right? Like, because, no. You know, once you start there, you got to stay there.
Exactly. You have to keep up that facade. And that's, First of all, that's tiring and that's draining for you and your bank account and me. Like, it's just, let's go do something fun where we got to get a little dirty, or not that way, but like, you know, we're having fun, you know, we're breaking a sweat, or, you know. There's even things like kayaking, roller skating, stuff like that is very fun to me because it kind of takes each person out of their comfort zone in a way. And you're seeing, you know, the real in that person. You're seeing how well you guys vibe in a fun environment and seeing each other fall and, you know, stuff like that. It's not about how much money you spent. It's about how we vibe right here. This one-on-one space, you know, it's not about, I don't need a fancy dinner. I could do that on my own. Let's go do something fun where we're laughing and we can, you know, check back in a few days exactly later and laugh at, you remember when you was roller skating and you fell and you know, stuff like that. Like, that is fun to me. That's really making a connection. You're making memories with that person rather than sitting down over a bougie dinner and y'all are really on your phones most of the time.
Oh, I hate small that. Talk, oh, that is, I like, can't, you know, stand that. Oh, I can't just, stand that.
Yeah, that's... And usually I feel like those people who have those kind of first dates, they do not last. They don't last. Like, they talk for a little bit, and then it's like, I wasn't really feeling him, or I wasn't feeling her. It was just dry and boring and dead. That's because y'all really didn't get to know each other. Y'all posted for the gram, and that was it.
Most likely, she posted for the gram, because most of the time, this is one thing I can't stand. You take a shot of y'all to eat. Before you eat, she want to take a picture of the food. We didn't even bless yet. We didn't even bless the food yet. We didn't even talk to Jesus. You want to take a picture of the food? What are you doing? I can't stand that. No, I can't stand that at all. No. Nope, can't do that. Before you touch your plate, hold on, let me get this picture. What? I can't. I don't like. No. Nice, so, okay.
The angles of the food, but, you know, that comes, you know, in time. Like, let's be locked in for a little. Then I'll be, don't eat your food yet.
Oh, I can't stand this. All right. So, in regards to first date, now I know we talked about traditional, right? Do you prefer for a gentleman to say, hey, I'm not trying to be creepy, okay? Do you prefer me to pick you up or meet at the location?
Me personally, the way that I was taught, I come from a very strong line of women in my family. And my grandma always taught me, you go on a date with your own money because you never know, and you always drive yourself there. You can meet them at the door of whatever place you're going into, or in a well-lit area, because you just never know. So me personally, I'm going to want to drive myself, because if I gotta get up out of there, I'm leaving.
Right on.
And, you know, right, if it comes to the point where he's like, I've seen this happen on two different occasions. Either the dude was like, so you're trying to split the bill? Or he didn't have money to pay for the bill. And what? That, and those, both those cases, I will be paying for my own food and I'm leaving and you'll never hear from me again. Because that's you something really that we should have spoke about. I went through one situation where the guy asked me out.
Okay.
And it was to the movies.
And he couldn't pay for no movie date?
He can pay for the movies or the food. So I went in there and I watched the movie by myself and I ate my popcorn and my french fries. And he had the nerve to be outside waiting, like, oh, so you're trying to, like, want to go watch the city in my car? No, sir. I'm going home. You should have been doing some Uber Eats or something while you was waiting instead of just sitting here. Because obviously your pockets were hurt. And it's like, I'm not, that was even rude right there. Because, like, I get things are hard and sometimes you just don't have it. But
I'm not going to invite you
where
though.
You're, exactly. That's where you be transparent. You know what? I really wanted to take you out, but some things came up. Can we reschedule? Can I just take you out a different time? Don't drag me all the way out. Make me waste my time and my gas just for you to be like, oh, I don't got it. And you knew you didn't have it before you put your card in and you tried it three times and the card declined. That's embarrassing. Whoa. Not only to you, but to me.
Whoa.
So it's like, at that point, I'm not going to feel too bad for you because you knew the situation before we got here. Just communicate that. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, but you communicate, you know? So, yeah.
Hold on. Let's stay right here because I gotta spin some game. Let me fellas, listen, hear me out, y'all. Hear me out. I know based on right now and the times of dating, you know, I was talking shit, you know, I was with my homie the other day and I was talking shit about, you know, we can go 50-50. Now, let me be honest. I don't do 50-50, okay? Unless, you know, sometimes if you got to pay rent, that's a different story. But.
It'd be hard sometimes.
Even though, you know, I ain't going to say it. You know, people don't really try to come for me then. Because I don't mind taking care of everything. Just as long as you take care of what needs to be taken care of in the household. That's, I don't mind taking care of the major bills.
That's fair.
Let me give y'all some game real quick, man. It's called budget, BUDGET. Okay, now what you do is, and if you need help, by all means, contact me. I'm an accountant. Okay, so what you do is, whatever the amount of money you get from your check, okay, that's gonna be in the first sale. We speaking as if we're an Excel sheet, okay, y'all. That's gonna be your gross income. Okay, that's what you get paid before you start deducting expenses. Just keep it right there. What I want you to do after that, I want you to multiply that times 10%, okay? When you multiply that times 10%, that balance right there, that's your FU money, okay? In accounting, we call that petty cash. You do whatever you want with that. Right. Once you do that, you then list all your expenses, okay? You list all your expenses. You now have your net income, okay? Hopefully, you're not in the red. When I say in the red, that means that you are overspending, meaning you don't have no money left over. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's not the case, right? When you get to your net income, you now see what you can do in regards of saving or putting things up for investments or for a major purchase, okay? Now, with the FU money, you utilize that for dating, okay? I'm not talking about putting gas in your car, no, because that should already be an expense for that, depending on how many times you get paid. Most of the time, people get paid every 2 weeks. So you make sure you have your gas in there. Mostly your second paycheck will be like for all your major utility bills and the rent, okay? So for the first check, you got your groceries, you got your gas, you may have a haircut in there, etc. Okay? That FU money, you utilize that for your dates. Okay, now if you can't sustain that, don't you hit up no woman trying to take her on a date. Okay?
Amen. Please don't do that.
I'm just saying.
These women time.
Now, if y'all need help, you know, doing the budget, I can do it from January to December. On top of that, we need to know what type of debt you have, because my goal is to make sure that you remove all debt so you can increase your credit score, so you then can go get loans, so you can get a home, so you can get a car, so et cetera. No, well, I don't want you to get a car, because a car is actually a liability. So, you know, we don't need that much of a liability. But we need access, so in order for us to get more write-offs for our taxes. That's another story. Back to this. Okay, so, you know, sometimes I'm going a little tangent. I'm going to chill out. Now.
I need you to make another podcast just for the account stuff.
For sure. So with all that being said in regards to the first dates, okay, what does it take once the relationship is established? Okay, what does it take for a woman to walk away from a brother? Like what occurs for a woman to say, you know what, I'm sick of this, I'm done.
Again, that depends on the woman. Because I've had friends who just do not play zero games, and they see one red flag and they'd be like, I'm out. I'm not doing it. They don't even give an explanation sometimes. It just, I don't think this is going to work out. But I think the longer you are in a situation or in a relationship, the harder it is to walk away, because you are, every day you're building more and more of an attachment. I won't even say love, because sometimes it's not even that. It's just the attachment in general. And, you know, after putting so much time and effort, you get comfortable. That's anybody, I think. You get comfortable with that person. That person is starting to know you a lot more. You're starting to know them a lot more. And I mean, in my opinion, from what I've experienced, it's been hard to, in the situation that I was in, it was hard to walk away from that, because for one, I was in that situation for more than 5 years. I put a lot of time and effort and tears into that situation, and I got comfortable. And then also it was the fear of like literally picking up and starting over. Like, you're starting back from scratch. And for me, that was really scary, because it was like, dude, I don't want to do this again. Like, I don't feel like doing this all over again. And, you know, going through a list of guys who may not even, you know, get past the second date. I just don't feel like doing it again. And so for me, it was scary to, you know, just end it and just start over. But there gets to a certain point where a woman gets incredibly tired. And let me just say this. I think for women, if you're in a relationship with someone, with a woman, and things are rocky, and then out of nowhere, she may just like want to end it. Sorry, my cats are fighting right now, so I'm trying to break that up. She may want to just end it. Usually, by that point, she has been checked out. If not for a few weeks, for a few months. I feel like we check out way before we end the relationship. When she's not arguing with you anymore, she's not pressing you anymore, she's not questioning you anymore, she's done. It's over. It's over with. She don't care about you coming in at 2 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning.
4 a.m.?
Less about, oh, yeah. There's,
what?
Oh, yeah. That happens. And, you know, when she just stops pressing you about certain things that she would usually get upset with you for, you can just kind of guess that, you know, it's done. It's over with. She's no longer checked in. She's checked out of the relationship. And if you don't, even though she's still with you, if you don't make changes and, you know, kind of figure out what's going on, you know, eventually you're going to lose that woman and that relationship. Because almost all the time we stick around even though we have checked out. In our mind, we're single. We're checked out, it's done. And most times... No, I can't even say most times. A few times, she will check out of that relationship and find herself in another relationship with a guy who does twice as much as you were doing. And she looks like the happiest ever. that's because she found you while she was checking out, or she found that person while she was checked out of this ancient relationship that she's in, basically. Mm. So, to sum it up, you will know when she's done, and when she's just like, she's over it. And most men, I think that they just be like, oh, she don't let me do whatever, she don't care. No, she doesn't, but that's because she's already over you and the relationship. She's just getting her ducks in a row so that when she leaves, she's good, basically.
Okay.
That's how that happens.
And I'm glad you gave that viewpoint. Now, fellas, I got y'all back for the good guys, because all my partners, we got good hearts. Anybody in my circle, we got good hearts. My circle is small because I don't trust a lot of people. You know what I mean? So from the man's viewpoint, a guy will check out when things are basically when he's getting annoyed. We love, me and my partners, we love our shawties hard. You know what I'm saying? We give our all, especially when we put years into it, because it's like an investment. You know what I mean? We want to get dividends from that investment. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not always about, you know, getting sex. It's about, you know, I ain't, you know, sound cliche, but how y'all make us feel. You see what I'm saying? Like, make us feel as if we're wanted. You know what I mean? I ain't saying you got to say, hi, baby, you're great today. No. Just show some respect. You know what I mean? All that, you know, searching through the phone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can search through the phone. You're going to find something. But the problem is you don't understand the background to whatever you found, right? Or going through the Instagram, seeing who we following, who may just followed us. You know what I mean? Like, all that extra shit. Baby girl, look, I'm trying to give you the world. You now messing up my mindset while I'm over here trying to work my way up into the ranks of work, also going after certifications, trying to put things in place to ensure that I have a foundation for the future of our family.
Okay? Wow. See, I've been that girl before. And that's because I just had an inkling. Like, I had a feeling something was going on. So I started checking who he's following, who's following him. And that led me to go through messages and whatnot. And I did not like what I found, because what I found just clarified exactly what I was thinking. Now, I'm not going to say that was right, because it's not. You should never be in a relationship with someone if you feel like you have to go through their personal phone, because that just means off rip, you don't trust them. If there's no trust in the relationship, there is no relationship, especially if the trust doesn't come with communication, you might as well just walk away from each other now. Mm-hmm. And that's something that would have saved me a lot of time. So to all the people out there listening, please do not go into a relationship with insecurities.
Thank you. Say it again, Pastor.
Don't go into it with, and this is why I think so many relationships do not last, because that person does not give themselves time to heal. Rather than healing, they jump right into another relationship and bring all the trauma from that relationship into this new one. And a lot of times, that person that they're getting in a relationship with, they don't deserve that, because they're healed, you know, they're sure in who they are as a person. And then you come into their space and just kind of mess up their head. So please, man or woman, do not just jump into relationships one after another. Heal. You know, find the ugly parts about you as well. And don't just keep putting blame on, well, they did this to me, so that's why I'm like that. Even though they did it to you and it sucks and it hurts, you still have to find a way to heal, because your trauma now is something you have to deal with. That's not another person's job to fix you. You are to fix yourself, basically. Right on. I will say that.
Now, fellas, I'm gonna go and say it. Cause I would definitely say, like I said, I'm a 90-10%er. However, I feel like I'm a 95-5%er now, because I've made some adjustments. Let me explain. Previously, I would have homegirls. Okay. Mind you, I don't be around ugly people. Okay. I don't be around ugly people, right? Now, I definitely realize as of right now that most of the homegirls really wasn't homegirls, okay? And what I mean by that is I'm a loyalist. I got your back no matter what, to the day I die. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anytime they would reach out to me, I would be available. But when I reach out to them, crickets. Casper the friendly ghost, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, if I would go and visit them, you see what I'm saying? Now, I'll say, you know, maybe I should have voiced that to, you know, a sniffing at the time, you know what I'm saying? It can be viewed a certain way. However, I will, to the day when I'm going off this earth, I know boundaries, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to sit right, if I'm at your, I'm not going to sit right next because I know where that can lead to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay? I know not to, when it comes to getting food, you get your food, I get my food. I may, you know, I may cover a little something, but other than that, if you about to get dressed, my eyes is closed. I don't see a goddamn thing. You see what I'm saying?
I'll wait outside.
I'll be outside. I make boundaries to where now they ain't wondering, is this nigga gay? I don't give a fuck what you think. I have a shawty at home that I respect, even though she may feel some tough way that I'm over here and then she ain't tell her, you know what I'm saying? But you my homie. Well, that's what I thought. You see what I'm saying? Fellas, listen, there ain't no need to have a homegirl. Because most of these homegirls ain't really your homegirl. You feel me? There's been times when I was down. And I mean down. After getting out of a situation. I mean down. I'll call you back. The fuck? And guess what? No call back. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
They call me the day before. Tell me everything they got going on. Next morning, I'm sending them an uplifting thought to try to get them in good spirits. Guess what, y'all? No response.
Yeah.
No response. You know what I mean? Now, I ain't going to say no names, even though I want to. I mean, I want to, right? Because this is my motherfucking podcast. I really want to put some names out there for understanding.
Say how you feel.
I really want to say some names because, you suck-ass nigga. But anyway, it's ladies' night. I'm going to chill. But
be respectful. Keep it respectful.
You know who you are. You know who you are. That's why you ain't receiving a phone call from me. You know what I mean? I'm cool off you. You feel me? If you see me and I see you, trust and believe, I'm gonna look at you like you dead, homie. But let me chill out, Miss. I'm sorry. So, I'm getting a little out of care. I'm getting turned up. Let me chill. But fellas, put all that energy that you would into that. Hopefully, we can find a good woman. You know what I'm saying? I when I posted Miss Simone, you know, I got a couple messages. I said, chill out. Okay, chill out. You know what I mean? I don't mind competition. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind competition. Anyway, I'm just saying, put that energy to your shawty. You feel me? Because the ones that come around, they just want to be there for us. They're going to be there for a season. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm telling you from my experience. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. They ain't really for you like they say they're for you. Because trust and believe, I thought some of these homegirls was for me. Man, they wasn't for me. They were just phony. Me. Holla at your boy. Anyway. With that being said, is marriage still a go anymore? Is it a go at all?
Maybe with very few people, but again, I think too many people want the perks. For one, of course, they want the perks of being in a relationship. They want to play house, as my grandparents say. Y'all playing house, but y'all not, you know, securing it and giving that commitment that is needed. So I feel like these days too many people are comfortable with just having the title of, oh, that's my man, or that's my lady, and they've been dating for like 15 years but no talks of marriage for any reason. And again, I've seen this happen in my family. I've seen it happen in with other people. I've seen it happen too often. And a lot of times, you know, it's beautiful couples well into their 40s or their 50s living together, you know, doing the whole marriage thing, but they don't even talk about marriage. I've even seen it as far as the woman receiving a ring and that was it. And it's like, okay, well, you know, where is that real commitment that were taught and that, you know, that was really valued back in the day? It's not the thing anymore. Nobody wants that no more. And so I think in a lot of situations, marriage is absolutely dead. And it's sad. But for me, no, it is not dead. Because I still expect to be, I'm not going to be somebody's baby mama. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I've seen that too many times in my family. No, sir. You will marry me and make a good woman out of me. And we're going to grow old until death do us part. Now, a lot of people could care less about that. They do not want that. They feel like it is okay to just be in a relationship and that's it. Why do we need marriage? But I feel like also those people grew up not seeing, you know, great couples tie the knot and, you know, go all the way. They just played house until they died. So sadly, I feel like for a lot of people, it's not a thing anymore because they don't see their higher ups doing it. So yeah, for me, it's definitely a go. I'm getting married. Even if I am 35, I don't care. Don't talk to me if you're not trying to marry me. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So ring and all that.
From a gentleman's standpoint, I still believe in marriage, right? However, in order for me to truly know for a fact, I'm gonna get on mine, even though, you know, because I'm gonna be fly when I propose to my shot. You know what I'm saying? When I propose, I'm gonna need a pillow because I don't want my pants to get dirty. I don't want my pants to get dirty. You know, so I need a pillow. But my thing is this: can my future wife take my guidance? Right. I'm not trying to control you. However, I know a lot of things in this world based off of things that I've been through. Right. My experiences in life. If I say, hey, baby, we're going to go left and you want to go right. Baby, we're going to go left. Okay? And when I say we're going to go left, that's we're going to make a left. And that's that. But, some people don't want to take that. They want to, I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay, that's fine. Do what you want to do alone. Right?
That's fine. You're going to be dolo.
You see what I'm saying?
So even the same conversation be sparked on social media platforms everywhere. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say that a lot of women will agree with, because it's just in our nature, we will submit willingly. It's in our nature to submit willingly and let a man lead if we in our minds view him as that. A lot of men do not get that from women these days because they don't view him as a king. They do not view him as a leader. So, and I'm not going to say the women that maybe you've dealt with do not see you that way. Maybe they just, I don't know. We don't have to talk to them about that. But I know from experience and from speaking to other women, it's naturally in our nature to submit. Mm-hmm. We're going to submit. This is important. We are only going to submit to a man who we feel is leading us in a right way. How do I say this without sounding like an asshole? Okay. If my man can, for one, teach me some things. We should be able to learn from each other, for one, okay? And we should be able to communicate. If I feel like I want to go right and you want to go left, okay, well, let's come together. Why do you feel like we should go left? This is why I feel like we should go right. If we can't find a common ground there, boom, that's automatic. I don't really view you as a king because, look, I'm not taking your opinions or what you're saying into consideration. I don't agree with them. I don't think they're right. And I just don't think it's right. I think I'm right. I really feel like women these days need to feel some kind of, what's the right word for it? They just need to feel like they're with a leader, somebody that they can trust to lead them, to give them full here, I'm giving you my life. My life is in your hands because I trust you enough to do that. I know that you're not going to lead me down the wrong path. I've worked too hard to get where I'm at to just hand that to anybody. So I need to feel like you're a leader, because if I feel that you are that leader, you are that man, I'm willingly going to submit to you. Willingly. That's in our nature as women to do. But we're not going to submit to just anybody, to a man that we don't think can lead. Nah, I'm not about to listen to anything you've got to say. I'm not about to, no. I want to go this way, and that's the way we're going. But if I feel as though you are that leader and you are that man, okay, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to, all right, I'm going to listen and I'm going to let you lead me. If we come across bumps along the way, I'm still going to give you my input, babe. I think maybe we should do it like this. And if we can't, again, come to that common ground, like, women are not going to want you to lead them anywhere. I don't know. That's just my opinion. We're natural born, you know, we submit naturally. That's in our nature. So if the woman is not doing that with you, that just basically shows you she does not view you as a leader or a king or a man in that sense. So
fellas, I got your back on this. Let me add something to that. Let me fill in the holes, my brothers. So, number one.
The
off rip, right, is as if we're doing an audition. Okay, as she expressed, they have to basically believe that you're a leader, right? And I'm pretty sure you're thinking, well, why can't they just trust us to be a leader? Because women go from emotion, and they go from what they see, right? So let me give you some game. Number one, how you establish the trust. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say you're going to do, do it.
Do it. Exactly. Okay? Thank you.
Next thing. Next thing. When she speaks on guidance, right? Repeat this. Have a plan in place, right? Do you have to give her every single detail of the plan? Me personally, no. However, whatever the objectives are, make sure you check them off. Okay? Keep her updated. It's like when you're working on a project at work, you have to inform your supervisor, hey, this has been taken care of. You ain't got to tell me everything you did in order to check off that box. You just reinform, hey, this is done. Boom, we're good. Right? Now, what do I mean by that? What do you have to do? I'll give you an example. When I'm in a relationship with a shawty, my goal is going to always be marriage. Right? But the woman is usually the individual that causes it not to get to that point. Let me explain. So when I say, hey, baby, this is what the goal is, I want to get married, I'm going to make sure I go talk to, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking to Mom Dukes. When it's getting to that time frame, I'm going to go talk to your moms. I need to see your pops. If pops is in your life, I need their blessing. Okay, once I get that blessing, okay, cool. We're on the route. Now, before we even get married, because when we get married, your mess becomes my mess.
Right.
And vice versa. However, my mess look good and it smell clean.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, right? It's always room for improvement, no matter what, okay? But this is what I mean. Baby girl, what's your debt looking like? And I need you to be open and honest with me. I'm not here to put you down. I'm not here to talk shit to you. I need to know these things. Why? Because I'm going to make sure it's my job, not my job, but I'm going to make sure it's on me to ensure that you have some type of plan or guidance to get out of that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it my point, and make it my job to make sure you had a plan in place to take care of your debt, okay? I'm going to do a whole schedule. I'm going to list everything out every month. Because at the end of the day, it's now going to be on you to take care of that, right? That's how much money you're going to have to put towards your debt, however much you think you can control or take care of. I'm going to make sure I implement that into your plan. That's why we're going to have a sit-down. We're going to have a consultation meeting. This is business now. Always remember, when you get into marriage or when you're in that relationship that's going to get to marriage, it's a business, okay? What happens when you deal with business? You got to make sure the foundation is good. You got to make sure you got capital that's going to come in. Of course, there's going to be liabilities, because liabilities also adds to the foundation, works the capital to, in order to get additional things, because you have to get loans. Everybody ain't got $300,000 to $400,000 to put on some, you know, on the home. You see what I'm saying? But we can get at least $20,000 put on it as a down payment. You see what I'm saying? But let me get back to this. So we take care of that debt. Okay. From that point on, now we can look forward to what? Going out to get a home. Because now, instead of just my income being on the loan, it's now you and I, which means what? We can go for something even bigger. Okay. Mm-hmm. So instead of maybe $400,000, because, you know, the economy is fucked up right now based on, you know, inflation and everything. And of course, interest rates are now at 8%, which is high as fuck. We now can go after something that's 600 to 7, right? And based on us being on a proper plan, we know for a fact we can take care of the mortgage, the expenses, because when we get a home, we can't call management to come fix the toilet. We can't call management to come fix any light fixture. You see what I'm saying? We are the management, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where communication also comes into play. Now, it's on her to continue with that plan, but the type of person I am, I'm not saying everybody's like me. This is how I roll. If you got little speed bumps in the road to taking care of that plan, what's the problem? Oh, my tire just went out. Or something affected the car. Or maybe some type of expense came out of nowhere from school or something. I don't know. All right, baby girl, this is how much I got saved up. What you got on it? That's how much you got? All right, I got the rest of it. Don't worry about nothing. That's what taking this right now. But no, let's take care of that right now. I need this done right now. Let's roll. We take care of that. We stick to the plan. Once we get to that point, all right, now, boom, wedding time, okay? Me? I'm going to have a home. I'm getting married in the backyard, okay? Because I know how expensive these weddings can get. Most of the people that's going to come don't even fuck with us in the first place.
Oh, Lord. See, that's why you got to be in charge of also the – anyway, okay. This is my conversation.
You see what I'm saying? So we move on. And then on top of that, something that I had to learn. Everybody don't need to know what goes on in this household.
This is very true. It should be a very private situation.
The only people that should know what's going on in this household, if we need to get guidance, is people who are in the same situation as us. Mm-hmm. And I mean grandparents who've been together. I have grandparents who've been together over 50-something plus years. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We get guidance from them. Now, sometimes they guys can be a little, my grandpa can be a little crazy and a little fucked up, but he mean well. You see what I'm saying? We get that. Boom. We stay consistent. Now, let me add this. Everything isn't always going to be peaches and cream. It's not. Trust me, it's not. You're going to have your bad days. However, where communication plays in, absolutely, you got to know your partner. You got to know your shawty, like the back of your hand. You see what I'm saying? So once you know her, you know how to make her turn that anger into happiness. And sometimes you know, okay, oh, shawty mad. Oh, shit, let me give her space, because I know how she likes to deal with her issues. Maybe she doesn't want space. Maybe she needs you to console her. Maybe she needs you to hold her. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she needs to go. But the thing is, we deal with it together. On top of that, this is another thing. Whenever there's an issue, at the end of the day, we go to bed together. I don't give a fuck how mad you are, as long as it doesn't involve no infidelity. We go to bed together. Okay? And make sure Jesus is involved. Well, not Jesus, but, you know, that's the same. So the God, make sure God is involved. You see what I'm saying? I ain't saying we got to go to sleep and read a scripture every day, but we make sure that we have him within us in order to create that, a.k.a. Trinity. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet now. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all too much game. I'm going to chill. So we already spoke on such media. We didn't speak on that. But if you was to give any advice to the men out there that's in this pissy dating pool, what advice would you give them in regards to looking for that? Because I know there are some gentlemen that are looking for just a quick little fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Yeah. Gentlemen, if you're looking for a quick fuck, I got a website y'all can go to. Okay? Boom.
Oh, Lord.
If you're looking for something serious, what advice do you have for them?
Gosh, for the men, well, mm-hmm. I'll say this is for everyone, but please, like I was saying earlier, please make sure that you are healed from any past traumas. And I don't mean just relationship traumas. I mean childhood traumas, or just at least make sure that you have some kind of hold on your own shit before you bring anybody else into that. And, you know, just go into every relationship with a serious level of transparency. There's no reason to lie to an individual. If they can't understand things that are going on, they're not for you. So make sure communication is a big thing, even in the early stages. And, you know, don't always look at the Instagram model, because I will tell y'all, a million times out of a million times, that is not, it's not the real deal. There's so many, and I say this all the time, I want to go back to the 90s, where the girls, even that were in the limelight, Aaliyah, Nia Long, Gabrielle Union, like, those girls were just naturally beautiful, and they didn't have to do too much. They didn't have to have all this body and all this extra stuff. I feel like, you know, social media has definitely done it to us, but this even goes for women. You know, don't look for that Instagram model type. Look at how that person treats you. Maybe they're not, you may not think that they're your type, but you guys, you may realize you guys vibe so great, so amazing. They just get you on a different level that no one has. Give people a chance. They don't have to be the finest, you know, finest girl in the lineup. If they get you, they treat you well, they value your feelings, your opinions, and your goals, you know, your morals, give them a chance. And also, please don't spend $100 to $300 on first dates. Go take girls out on nice dates where they got to be outside sweating so you can really see who you're dealing with, please. Because makeup, yeah, I'll wear it, but it's a lie, okay? It's a whole lie. So just make sure that you are getting to know that a girl on a level of really trying to understand her mind.
You behind the mask.
Yes. Like, really try to dig deep in there and show her who you are, you know? Show her the real you. And don't go into it with your guard all the way up, please. Like, give them a little something. But, yeah, just be very transparent, you know? Don't be so cliche. Don't go after the Instagram, you know, model, because a lot of times they just need a quick buck, and that's it. And, you know, really try to get to know that person on a totally different level. Like, really try to know, figure out what their goals are and what they want to accomplish and why they want to accomplish those things and, you know, their fears and, you know, stuff like that. All that, what's your favorite color? And that's boring. Get to the nitty gritty and really get to know them as a person, you know, just to ensure that you're not wasting their time, they're not wasting your time. Because if you guys don't click and you find that out 6 months down the line, bro, I can't feel bad for you. You should have peeped that in the first few dates, you know? So, yeah, that's my 2 cents for the gentlemen out there, even for the ladies. This is for everybody. Fellas, I would all love to see us happy.
Come on now. Come on now. Everybody deserves a little happiness for this thing. Come on now.
Okay.
Fellas, let me leave y'all with this. Okay. And that demo leasing for the ladies. You know what I mean? That's the good girls. I don't want no sexy red out there. But anyway, fellas.
Oh, no, please don't.
Booty hole brown. Anyway, I'm sorry. So God. Fellas, please be financially sound. If you have any objectives that you need to check off, focus on that, okay? And make sure if you are dealing with a lady, let her know what's going on. Okay, that it will not if you have a lady. If you're looking at somebody that you're interested in, you start to talk to her, give her the whole spiel. Don't give her the you know, ring around the rosy. You see what I'm saying? Let her know what the goal is. Okay. On top of that, if you need help with your budget, holler at your boy. I'll create a template for you. I just need to know what your debt is. I need to know what your saving goal is. I need to know what your future investment goals are as well. Now, to the ladies, to the good ladies out there that have a good heart and are traditional. I would claim myself a traditional man. Let me let this be known. I am working on, you know, certification right now. I am a type of individual who, when I go out, I show out. What I mean by that is, like I said in the previous podcast, I don't own any jeans. I only have one pair of tennis shoes.
Jeans. Oh my God.
I have no jeans. All I have is Oxfords and loafers. That's all I wear.
That's okay? Fine, but no jeans.
No jeans.
I love jeans.
Okay. I don't know. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I just don't see the purpose of them. You know what I mean? I can wear some chinos. They, you know, that's like a straight, you know, straight pan. You know what I'm saying? I wear some chinos. I don't mind. Because, like, me, if we're going to get down to dirty, I don't mind getting dirty because I just go buy some new ones.
Oh, that's fine. Lord. Okay.
You know what I mean? But I, where you can ask my cousin, gets on my, you know, why you always got to get dressed up when we go somewhere? Me and a homie went to get some pizza, right? I had a turtleneck on with my slacks with my loafers on. You know what I mean? It's just the reason behind that, since people always ask me or don't understand. Growing up, I didn't have nothing. I had hand-me-downs, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I had my time where I had the J's and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, and they may have been fake. I don't know. But I've had that time frame. However, I graduated to something different, which I'm more comfortable in because it makes me feel good. I'm not saying that my shawty got to match my fly, but if we go to a high-end restaurant, you better match my fly because I'm going to be fine. And if you feel like you can't afford it, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to take care of it. I'm the type of individual, it's like this. I would rather you eat before I eat. Yeah. And I don't mind that because I've been in situations where growing up, I had to eat the same thing the whole week. Cereal.
Right.
Every day. So I don't mind dealing with that to make sure you good. That's the type of sacrifice I have for a person I got love for. You see what I'm saying? But that's how I dress. You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to change it. All I do is keep elevating. So now what I do now, if I go to like an upper echelon place. But if I do go to upper echelon place, I'm now rocking ascots. I'm back to wearing suits. But if we chilling, you know, we may go eat at the beach, right? I may have some nice shorts on, but I'm gonna have some, you know what I'm saying, some loafer slippers. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna be fly. I can't help it. Okay. You know what I mean? But I do
also
I can't, you know, but I don't mind rocking a sweatsuit as long as it color coordinates. That's all I care about. You got to color coordinate. You know what I mean? On top of that, if you want to be serious with EGZ, please understand. Please understand that I have objectives that I need to check off. Okay? I have to get the certification. I'm moving up in the ranks right now. I ain't going to say too much because I don't want nobody coming just for my money, whatever. I'm moving up in the ranks. I'm focusing on this podcast. But trust and believe, if I got love for you, I will go above and beyond for you. But I just need you to also respect my time in which I put towards my studying. That's all I ask for. Some people don't want to respect it. They want to be me. I ain't got time for me. I got time for us.
Right.
Me. But I'm just here, I'm here to show love, baby. And with that being said, I'm Theo Edwards. I appreciate you, Miss Simone, coming through with your boy.
It's ladies' night. Thank you for having me. It's ladies' night, ladies.
Ladies' night. You know what I'm saying? Go get y'all some wine. You know what I'm saying? Go jacuzzi. You know what I'm saying? Go talk to your nigga. Not your side nigga. Your main nigga. How about that?
Oh, boy. You're telling on people.
Y'all be cool, man. Y'all be cool. Here we go.